Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
And the Sports Hub app. 98.5 The Sports Hub has taken over the Atkinson Resort and Country Club. It's Zolak and Hardy.
Complete with tension and biting humor.
On Boston's home for sports.
Sports Hub, Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Beetle. Hello, stranger.
It's good to see you.
How are you?
It's good to be back. That was a nice break.
How long have you been gone?
Well, I mean, the two work weeks. It started in Israel, right, in mid-June. You know, we went over with Robert and the team. So I had a week there. I came back. I actually worked a week.
What day did you leave for Israel?
Oh, God. I can't remember. 16th to the 23rd. June 16th.
Okay.
Sunday.
16th, 15th. We worked together on June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't worked together since then.
That's right.
It's been over a month.
And Beatles out this week. And we won't have our full show back until next Monday, which is the opening week of Patriots training camp. And then, man, we're going to be balls to the walls.
A week from today?
No, they don't open until Wednesday, the following Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
But the first practice will be Thursday, open to the public. I think they'll do all their testing.
I'm just saying, I'm not here a week from today. I'm not.
Okay, so you're off then. Okay.
The three of us will not be together again for another 8 days.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back. You know, in this business, you miss a day or two, it feels like you miss a week.
Yes.
You miss 2 weeks, it feels like you miss 2 years.
Well.
I was telling you prior to the show, last time I was on air, Al Horford was opting out as a Celtic. That's the sort of date. We're saying this is summer radio, and this is what it is, and usually where we take our weeks off because, you know, the fall's a grind, spring's a grind, can't take off during a spring book. So it is what it is.
All right, so we can spend literally the entire show giving you a chance to catch up on what you've missed.
Yeah, we're going to take our time and get through this today.
Which is essentially what we're going to do. So and the Celtics part of it is a huge component.
We'll get to that.
But – I guess out of all the things that have been happening, since you've had a chance to talk about these things, what has weighed most heavily on your mind? I mean, you said that football is going to be back essentially training camp in another week. Are you thinking about football? Are you thinking about the Celtics? Are you thinking about the Red Sox? Not having to talk about it for 4 hours every day. What seems to be the big thing that's been happening here?
Let me rank them for you as far as, you know, what's fresh in my mind. Obviously, it's always football for me. I'm a football guy. I'm getting excited for the games to start. We'll be doing the TV aspect, the TV side of the preseason where we get to switch roles a little bit. The Brady stuff going into it. Is he going to get a new deal? The Gronkowski stuff, I think, is amazing because I've heard some things that lead me to believe potentially. I think the door's open to him coming back.
Okay,
I do.
Good. All right. Well, let's start right there.
Okay.
Let's start right there. Fresh in your mind.
I think the baseball team's dead. Go ahead. I just think,
This is what I told you not to do.
I'm not going to. We'll get to that.
Red Sox dead. Al Horford's going to suck down the Women's World Cup. I can't stand them.
They were 9.5 games out when I left. Okay, they're worse off now when I came back. That's a whole month. They've made up. They've lost.
Look at me. I'm begging you.
All right.
I'm begging you.
Let's go, Gronk.
Don't blow it all in the first segment.
I'm not.
Okay?
Don't
all right?
Third
Please.
All right.
So we're going to start with Rob Gronkowski.
We will. Yeah.
Who's had a couple of things happen. Number one, at the ESPYs, right prior
watched
to or
thing.
Something. You watched
I was bored
all
one night.
The ESPYs?
I was bored one night, and I got hooked into it because I thought, you know, they had some pretty good talent there at the ESPYs as far as, you know, Usher was a presenter. The man that had no arms and legs that won the award that is a football coach.
That was great.
You're sitting
there
on the couch crying, listening to this guy talk.
Yes.
And, you know, he gets the main award, and he credits Tom Brady for inspiration. Yeah, of course, you know, we'll get to the women's soccer team today. I know they were there, and, you know, you want to see which team was going to win it, whether it was going to be the Patriots or the Red Sox, because they were the World Series champs, and your other team was the Super Bowl champs. You think maybe they would recognize one of those teams as being team of the year. But it's seeing Gronkowski again sort of, you know, not be definitive and say, guys, I've told you a million times I'm not coming back. I know it's getting to a point where the questions are there, and what else can he say? You know, he's just going to have fun with it. But the part with the Drew Brees thing, or saying, joking with him, and he's, you know, it's kind of off mic, and hear him say, yeah, I'm coming back. And it didn't seem like it was said as a joke or it was said in jest. Say, you know, I'm just kidding. I heard he threw with Brady out there. I know somebody that was there near the workout. This wasn't just showing up. Like, you and I go out in the parking lot and we'll say, Hardy, back up a little bit. You want to play catch? Or, you know, we go out and throw the frisbee.
Sure.
Nice day. Not windy out. Hey, back up a little bit. You know, maybe you'll do your little side throw. We'll have a little fun pitch and catch back and forth. This was no little fun pitch and catch. This is, hey, let's go flex right. I want you out. Let's go half motion. Let's run a couple seams. Three yards, top of the numbers. All right, pretend it's cover two. What are you doing? Bend that one in. Now, Brady could be doing that, too, because Brady's trying to get himself ready to play. You see Brady, he's got the towel, he's got the wristbands, he's got the play card. He actually has the helmet and shoulder pads because he tries to simulate the situation so that it becomes second nature for him when he gets out there. So this could be all, okay, he knows his tight end. It's not like I have to tell some collegiate tight end what to do, what I want him to do. So I got Rob out here. He's out here for the ESPYs. This is a good chance for me to get out there and work out, which it is. I just think it's a little odd that, you know, the tight end's out there in full sweat too, and he's hucking it pretty good, you know, in route, you know, and listening to the calls.
So,
like, this is – now, are they each helping each other? You know, Brady wants everybody to know that, okay, I'm not there, I'm not in Foxborough, but I'm busting my ass and I'm ready to go at age 42.
So that's helpful for Brady.
That's helpful for Brady.
I understand why it's helpful for Brady.
Brady
even
wants money. He wants
even,
a contract.
Even if he's throwing to a guy who's not going to be on the team, it's still helpful to him to be able to throw, be able to, you know, throw to a guy who – and this is the example I used when you were – I don't know, last week, one of the days we were going. I said, look, you go out in the parking lot and throw a football with Zoe, right?
Yeah.
After about two or three throws, what does Zoe do? He tells you to run around. Tells you to, like, go somewhere, do it, because it, for you,
cars, bang a hook.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, it's not enough for you just to have a catch.
No.
It's just not in your DNA anymore.
I'll do a little half-ass drop back, and I'll sit there, I'll pat, you know, do the Bledsoe pat.
Right.
Pump the feet.
So, I mean, for Brady to go out there and just have a catch with somebody, that's going to last for approximately 15 seconds.
He does that every day with Alex and Ben and these guys, where he does the stationary targets.
Yeah.
You go out there at 30 yards, stand there, turn your body this way, and Brady would do his 20 drop backs, and he'd throw it, and boom, you'd catch it, you'd throw it, relay it in.
Right.
This is having an actual all-world tight end, the guy best ever to play, out there running physical routes for him, which I think is interesting.
Okay, so it
opens the door.
It
more
does
for
something
me.
For I mean, Brady.
Yeah,
you said it does something for Rob Gronkowski. I think it does. I think it puts Rob Gronkowski's name back out there, because for all the talk of him being able to go do whatever he wanted, you know, we're talking about this last year. Why would Gronkowski play anymore if his body is that banged up? You know, he can go make as much money wrestling.
Yeah.
He can make as much money doing movies. He can. Well, I know it's early. You know, they just finished playing the Super Bowl 5 months ago, 6 months ago, whatever. But do you get the sense that Rob Gronkowski's, email inbox is filling up with quality offers to go make a ton of money doing other things?
Well, he does like to play cornhole now. He said that on the red carpet.
So it's helpful for Gronkowski.
There's no cruise. There's no movie. There's no wrestling endorsements.
And he doesn't have to. Look, Rob Gronkowski, you know, is, I'm sure, done well enough and seems to be not blowing his money on stupid stuff to where he doesn't have to. But if he wants to and he wants to have, you know, his Q rating up, this doesn't hurt.
No,
this doesn't hurt to be out there having a catch with Tom Brady.
No,
so
it doesn't.
I think it helps him from that regard. Do you think it's also helpful to him from a football aspect, for which, to me, I say, What does he need help with the football? Is Rob Gronkowski still thinking about playing again?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. I heard Ted Johnson last week, and I thought Ted did a good job with it, too. Ted said emphatically, no, he is not playing. And Ted said, you know, when he's going to miss it, 8:29 prior to kickoff on that Sunday night football when you got Pittsburgh in town and it's banner night, that's where you're going to get the itch. That's where you're going to have the sweats and say, boy, I wish I was out there. You know, and Flynn has talked about it, too. You know, having that pit in your stomach. It's good for him now because he doesn't have the dread of camp. He didn't have to do camp to begin with in the first place. Remember the Belichick, Bert Breer? Breer's like, well, where the hell's Gronk? What do you mean? Are you here every day? He's here. He's doing. No, he isn't. He's up in a bubble working one-on-one with somebody.
That's right.
He never played. He'd never played in preseason. So Rob really didn't have a camp. It was the grind of showing up every day and sitting through meetings. Like, everything wears on you. Getting taped wears on you. Sitting in an ice bucket. You're still running routes. Brady's still pulling you on the side. You're still running routes on the backfield. You still got to get ice down. You still got to go to the hotel.
But his
you still got to stand in line and get your food. That all wears on you. Meetings wear on you. Three-hour team meetings, three-hour individual meetings. Those wear on you. Everything that goes into playing. It's not just the physical part of it for him and the surgeries, which it is. That is a big part of it. Everything wears on you when you start thinking about camp. He doesn't have to think about that. He's good enough to where he could come back, and I know the weight is different. He's lost a ton of weight. Has he lost power? Probably. He's still 6'6". He hasn't shrunk. He's still 250-plus. He hasn't shrunk there. Jimmy Graham plays the game at 240. You know, is there a problem with him playing the tight end position? No. So why can't he be a receiving tight end when he comes back? And maybe be a little bit of an edge guy, help you. Yeah, you got two big tackles. He can lean on people and still help block people. Not one-on-one, but it's like riding a bike when you're as good as those guys, you know? So, I mean, and it's hard for me to think that Bill would let him hold the team and the roster hostage the way people blame him for holding them hostage for the delayed retirement and eating the cap space to where they could have gone and gotten some other tight ends, or they could have stretched and maybe gotten those slot receivers, the Humphreys kid that they wanted to get, or maybe a Cole Beasley. But I think that's more Brady age-related stuff where that maybe I can only play with him for 2 years and not the four. So I don't really blame those receivers for that. And Ben Watson, four-game suspension? Who the hell's your tight end? This tight end position has a massive question mark on it, and it's too odd to not think that this guy could potentially be coming back.
All right.
And I'm not saying he's coming back at the beginning. I think it's midseason.
Like you said last week.
When you need me.
Call me when you get to the playoffs.
Call me when you get serious. Call me when you get out of the division.
So there's that, and then there's something you posted on Instagram yesterday. We'll get to that. We'll continue talking about Zoe's reimmersion, getting him back into society.
Not Cape Cod.
Reassimilation.
Yeah.
No, this is not the Cape. We are in New Hampshire. We are at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club site of the Who's Your Caddy Classic. Is this our 10th? Is this the 10th annual now?
I don't know.
It's been
only the first one.
Going on for a long time. Maybe number nine. I think the shirts actually say which one it is.
Year.
But you can play. You can play.
That doesn't start. You want to?
Well, so what? What do you think I'm doing? I'm going to sit here until 2 o'clock. I'm going to get out there and no practice with me and put a ball on the ground and hit it.
Yeah, but you're good.
Tee it high and let it fly. I'm not good. I stink.
14-hour day, Daddy.
Come on. All right. More on Rob Gronkowski, more getting Zoe caught up on what he missed for the last month.
Nice.
Coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Zolak and Hardy are live at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club for the Who's Your Caddy Classic on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks, ESPN, for this tribute tonight. It's great to be here and great to be alongside Lindsay and Dwayne right here. I want to thank my parents for getting me started off at such a young age in my life and pointing me in the right direction and getting me to all my games and practices every single day. From my coaches, from high school to the pros, and all of Patriots organization. And a big shout out to all my fans that stuck behind me. When I look back on my career, what I look back on, what I was most proud of was the teammate I am. The teammates knew I'd do anything for them, and I knew they'd do anything for me. And I know the relationships we formed will stay with us the rest of our lives. So thank you to all the guys I played with, and thanks for making the ride so much more fun and so much more memorable.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Rob Gronkowski speaking at the ESPYs. He still sounds like a guy who's done. So until I hear anything to the contrary, I don't care if he is playing catch with Tom Brady. I don't care if people do want him to come back. And I don't care if he does, you know, have cryptic little things.
Right.
Until he actually says something that makes me believe otherwise, my position on this has not changed in the last 20 months. He first sounded like he was done, he still sounds like a guy who's done.
I just love the fact that that was from the heart and it was not read or pre-written.
There was no prompter.
I would like to thank my mom and dad. He's the best.
For allowing me to play youthful at a young age.
And I saw that. Youth. Yeah, they went to each individual one and they got a chance to thank everybody for the spot they're in and sort of to cap off their careers. I don't think it's done. I think he had a tough time getting through that. Where I think he was forced to do it. I'm technically retired. I got to stand here on a stage at the ESPYs, and I got to thank everybody because, well, I am retired, and I am a good teammate. And I will be a good teammate when I come back. I am a robot.
It's
almost like, who's the little kid from the movie Up?
Oh, yeah.
Russell.
Yes.
I am a wilderness explorer.
Right.
Hello, Mr. Fredrickson.
Yesterday on Instagram, Rob Gronkowski posted a photograph. It's a quote. It said, "Someone said, don't be afraid to start over again. This time, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience." To which he added his own comment, "Hey, that's what I am doing, Mr. or Mrs. Someone. Oh, and guess what? I ain't afraid one bit. Hashtag life. Hashtag joy. Hashtag gratitude."
Where's the fun? Hashtag fun. Where's the Amendola hashtag fun?
Don't be afraid to start over again. This time you're not starting from scratch, you're starting from experience. Hey, that's what I am doing.
I think he does like the game, the back and forth of it.
Well, you know.
The tease of people asking him and wanting him to come back. Because if he really got pissed off and said, you know what, I am sick of these questions, he would do a massive, emphatic, not goodbye, but, hey, guys, please, give me my space, man. I am done. I don't know how many more times I can tell you I'm done.
Right.
I know you all don't want to believe it, but damn it, I am done. Please stop insulting me with the questions. Take me for what I am. I'm a human being. I'm telling you, honestly, I'm done. I've had it. My body can't do it anymore. I think he likes the back and forth. And maybe, like you said, maybe he was ready to walk away. And maybe now all of a sudden you got to look at things flying here, flying there, going to this thing. 25G here, 75 here. It takes about 20, 25 of those appearances and moving back and forth and maybe make what you're going to make in a year. And maybe what I had wasn't so bad.
Right.
This is
a lot of work.
Maybe there were a lot of takers for what he thought he might have had on the other side. And maybe he got some bad advice on it from dad and family members included. I love the guy. You know that. I'm still at 69 followers on Twitter. I think he's coming back. I want him to be back.
It's the ultimate
trip. I want another run. I think they need him at the end. I think they're going to need him against Kansas City. I think they're going to need him in the playoffs. You're not going to need him to beat the division. You're not going to need him to win some of those home games, some of those tough home games. But you will need him at the end, just like you did last year. He made the biggest catch for you in the Super Bowl. He made one of the biggest catches in the Kansas City game.
Do you think he
can? Now, Edelman got you going.
Okay.
And he converted stuff, but that catch, I don't know who else makes that catch down the seam against the Rams.
All right, two things.
They couldn't move the ball.
Number one, you said you think he enjoys the back and forth, the kind of toying with people. Because he had
what he wanted.
Well, he had such success doing it with the Monster Energy motocross because he had us all going.
That scooter thing, you vroom, you move away from
him. Oh, my God.
That vroom came. He's got to bag the word vroom. Vroom's not a good word for him.
Brilliant.
It takes you right back to that
brilliant.
Gillette. That's a day at Gillette.
But you say, they would need him against Kansas City.
I'm talking Rob, when both teams are humming in December.
Would Rob Gronkowski be able to bounce around, do whatever he is doing, drop a bunch of the weight? His body probably feels better, you know. It's like
I think he runs better.
You know, he's okay, so he might run better, but he's going to be like – he's not going to be the same guy that he was last year. No. And even if he starts thinking, okay, I'm going to enjoy the rest of my summer, but come September, October at the latest, I really got to ramp things up so I can come back. Is he going to be anywhere near the guy he was physically that he was when he was still devoted to this day in and day out, even in the off seasons?
From the way he's worked out, no. And I talked to his girlfriend, Camille Kostek, down at that cheerleading thing. She's like, he hasn't lifted anymore. And it's not like he just hasn't lifted since he's retired. She goes, he has not been putting weight on his back for a while now. He's been doing the band training, and he feels like a different guy. And if he could somehow combine that to where Brady does it now too, but Brady looks, you know, 42 flab. That's what it is now. Look at us. You're old guy fat, you know. But can he get into game shape is really what you're asking in about 3 weeks. So you have this structured throwing session with Brady, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this just a rogue one? Is this one? Or is he doing these behind the scenes?
Rogue one.
To where, you know, maybe he's doing 10 of these a month. Because you got to do it to keep the hammies fresh, you know. Because you're going to pop a hammy, you go out there and just try and just – you just don't put a guy in route. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to run full go on a seam route, pretend it's cover two. Because that's how guys pop hamstrings. That's how guys pop Achilles. You're not asking a guy to do that if he hasn't been doing it, if you know what I'm saying. There may be more of these sessions. And I'm not saying with Brady. He could do this in Arizona. He could do this with whatever company they hire to get him up and get him trained. This happens with rookies all across the National Football League. Guys like N'Keal Harry, he's working out there doing stuff to get you up and going. McCourty and those guys with Revis, they would always go to these boot camps right before camp to get you going. There are places that will get your body going. And there's one right there, TB12, that he goes to. Feeling Alex has his finger on him, knows what he's doing at all times.
Rob Ninkovich answered that Instagram post where Gronkowski posting it about don't be afraid to start over again. You're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. He says, hey, that's what I'm doing. Rob Ninkovich says the piggy bank is full. Keep on enjoying life. What do you think that means?
It means you haven't spent 1 cent of your contract. That's what that means to me, right? That's what he talks about.
It means you've got rings.
Yeah.
You've got
more money than you ever need.
You've got relative health.
Yep.
You've got more money than you'll ever need. Go enjoy yourself. Don't go back to work.
Right.
I think Rob Ninkovich thinks the same thing. Rob Ninkovich is done. You think Rob Ninkovich wants a job where he has to show up and go to work every day?
No. See, Rob and Ted Johnson know how bad they felt at the end.
Right.
So they're very more well to, I don't want to say inclined or more inclined to talk about this than I am. Because I sort of just got shuffled out because, you know, you get lost in the waves there. Mine wasn't physically. It was, okay, we're moving on. We're bringing in younger people.
Right. And then, of course, there's Chris Gronkowski who replies with, on a new level, I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Well, what are those guys without Rob?
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's almost
like they need Rob to play.
None of these guys say anything. And there is more than, I would say the majority of me thinks that they're all just posting this just to mess with us. Honestly, whether it's Ninkovich, whether it's Chris Gronkowski, or whether it's Rob, they're just having fun and watching everybody's head spin.
Are the private
while
jets
sit
there?
Around and talk
are the
about
private
it.
Jets there if he's not playing? Is the private jets available for those guys if he's not playing? Like, it's almost like they need him to help bolster their appearance, their, you know, popularity. Because if you don't have him, what do those guys do? I know they're good guys. They work out. I like those guys. Hang out with those guys. They're fun. How much fun can you have? It runs out. But you asked a question, too, about Gronkowski. Okay, say he comes back. What if he's at 75, 80% opposed to what he was last year? If he's 75, 80% of the player, who's Ben Watson's backup? Is Rob Gronkowski at 80 or 75% of what he was last year better than Ben Watson, what he's going to be 12 weeks into this thing? Or any of the other tight ends that we're going to be sitting there watching, and I'm going to be up there with those binoculars like last year, looking at it like, who's that? Who's that stiff running down the middle? Like, they have nobody. It's almost like they need him. What are you going to go five wide? What are you going to deploy four running backs?
Don't get
me
wrong.
You've got to be creative now.
The team
you've got to reinvent yourself.
The team would be better with him than without him, but not just for his ability to go out there and catch an occasional pass. Yeah. It was for all the blocking and all the other things that he would do. The fact that there were teams that still had to scheme for him. Now, that wasn't always the case, and it was in the middle of last season where we were saying, you know right. what, these guys are got Gronkowski in single coverage now. He's not drawing away multiple defenders like he used to. Teams decided they don't have to do that yeah. anymore, and then he showed them, oh, actually, you probably should, right. and it took until the postseason.
Yeah,
if he comes back at 75 or 80%, I think he is once again the guy who just draws single coverage, although there's nothing left there and he's not going to be able to surprise anybody in the playoffs. And yes, still it would
still
be
got to look at him.
It would still be helpful, but nothing has changed for me right. in terms of what he is going to do, and it's up to him. And what everything he says to me now and the way he behaves, the way he's acting as a guy who's not coming
back. I'm with you on that, and I've learned to appreciate what he does differently, because the days of him getting the 6 grabs or the 8 to 10 grabs and running people over and swamping people, those are gone. But the quintessential money catch here or there, the wheel route down the sideline, the seam route, pick and choose your spots with him, the one in Kansas City,
yes.
you know, down that left side on that deep drag, those are the ones that mean, they may be more singular, but they mean the meaning to those catches mean much more. Now, you say, okay, you look at the way they're going to have to be creative without him. Yeah, I mean, that's fun and all. But you mean to tell me that Edelman wouldn't love having this guy coming back? Just to take a little bit of pressure of the safety. Maybe that safety's not going to sit, you know, another yard inside. Maybe he's going to have to lean outside a little bit because, you know what, Rob can still get down the hash.
Well, so. Here's something else to consider. If he only comes back for half a season, is that going to be 9 games? Oh, because the NFL is floating the idea of an 18-game regular season. Yeah. So you missed this one last week.
Oh, no, I heard it.
We're going to talk about that next. Oh. It's Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and for Beetle broadcasting live from the Atkinson Resort and Country Club. It's the day of our annual golf tournament, the Who's Your Caddy Classic, which will be happening here a little bit later. That is a golf sound effect courtesy of Scott Zolak.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
98.5 The Sports Hub has taken over the Atkinson Resort and Country Club. It's Zolak and Hardy.
Complete with tension and biting humor.
On Boston's home for sports.
Been a long time.
It's good to see some of the work people here behind the scenes. I forget their names. Gone so long. You know what I did forget? I'm kidding.
Well, that's Kelly.
I know who they all are. I've already said hi to Kelly.
Dennis. Now, here's the thing about Dennis.
I remember Dave's name. I haven't seen Dave since football
season. Our engineer is Dennis Knudsen, but it's just pronounced Knudsen. The N is silent. Right? Yeah. And then you've got Joshua.
Yep. Yeah. Joshua. So
Polanski, which is oddly enough the easiest name to pronounce.
Quick Dennis Knudsen story. So I'm down finishing up the last day down there at the chart room. Went down there for the mudslides.
Knudsen.
And people get up, hey, man, take a picture. You were friends with Dennis Knudsen. Guess where we're from? I go, gee, Quincy. I couldn't tell with the tank tops and the hats on backwards. Or the tattoos on your arms.
Look like a bunch of guys Beetle went to high school with.
So you guys don't have the salmon shirts and the yellow pants, huh? Interesting.
No.
Friends of Dennis. Shocking. Yeah.
Well, among
good people, Dennis.
Among the things you missed, though, was last week the discussion that the NFL owners were having about an 18-game regular season. Okay? This was floated by Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys and Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots. Andrew Beaton of the Wall Street Journal reported that those two led a discussion about adding 2 games during their latest talks. And ownership suggested a 16-game cap for each player to avoid an increased workload.
I chuckled this because Robert's part of this because was he still the owner in 07? He was, right?
Yeah.
2007?
Yes.
So Robert Kraft owned the New England Patriots in 07.
Oh, absolutely.
When they trademarked and marketed the perfect season when they were on that run.
Yeah.
So this is the only way that this is your simple come back right at you why it will never go or have a chance to fly. Say you got a team that's rolling, it gets hot, you're 16-0, and your quarterback's rolling, if you're a Patrick Mahomes or if you're a Tom Brady or whoever, Daniel Jones for the Giants, say the Giants get hot, or say Dak Prescott, say the Cowboys become the team that Jerry wants him to be.
Right.
And they're 16-0. What, are you going to sit down your quarterback? You know what?
Well,
hey, what do we change his number?
That's point
in a different uniform.
That's point number one. Okay,
it'll never
so
happen.
Point number one is you're rolling toward a perfect season, and all of a sudden you got to sit down.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott.
Or say you played your cards perfectly all year.
You're
rolling.
Yeah, I know where you're
say
going.
Say you're actually in the competitive division. Say you're not in
the AFC,
East. Say you're in the NFC East or the NFC West.
All right.
And all of a sudden, you know what? You get this big game coming up against Kansas City, like we're gonna have in the middle of December. Kansas City is now the new Pittsburgh. That's normally the spot
sure.
where we travel to Pittsburgh, which we've done for the last 3 years, and have to play the Steelers there for what? Number one seed, maybe a bye. Now all of a sudden you're gonna have to sit your starting quarterback where you could be playing for a bye. I'm not even talking about a perfect season. I'm talking about seeding, ranking. So now all of a sudden you're gonna have to plan your season out differently to where, well, we're gonna play our quarterback through the first three. Maybe if we sit him, if you're a good team, now you have to. If this really is going to come to be, which I never think it will, you're going to have to sit back, think about, okay, if we're a good team, let's get hot through three games. We're going to sit the quarterback week four, get him some rest. Is there a bye coming up? Maybe we'll get him 2 weeks of rest if he's an older guy.
Well, take a look at the Patriots schedule here, Zoe.
Yeah.
And if you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, you can see the Patriots schedule.
I sit Brady at Redskins at Jets. I'm done. There we go. Maybe this thing is in play. I don't know.
Well,
no, I'm joking. But
you think about it. It's like, well, you can't really sit him in the first 4 weeks of the season.
Can't sit him on banner night. Right.
You,
yeah.
And so you got to see what, you know, kind of hand you've been dealt here. I mean, yeah, I guess you could argue against the Redskins, but it's an away game, you know.
I don't know. Bills Dolphins at the end. It's sort of a layup at home. The way you finish the year out?
But you don't know how you're going to finish the year out, and you can't plan according to that. I mean, you could very easily, as we saw them do last year, you could drop a couple of games late in the season that you weren't expecting to drop. You could lose week 14 against the Chiefs. You could lose at the Bengals the following week, and all of a sudden, oh, wait a second, we've got to win out here in order to maintain.
So they want to back off two preseason games and make the other two. I'm trying to figure this out.
Hold on. Well, I'm not. Forget about the games for
I'm
a second.
At it from a money standpoint, like this is the way the owners are going to present.
Okay. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll step aside here because there's a couple more scenarios in play here. One of them is about the fans, and another one is about, wait a second. So this is all players, right?
Yeah.
There's a 53-man roster.
Right.
And you just sit the kicker?
Yeah.
Gostkowski has to sit out two games?
He's a human. He's a player.
Who's a backup kicker? Because I've been told for years, Hardy, you're an idiot. There is no backup kicker. You don't need a backup kicker. That's the one position on the roster where you have one guy and that's it. Well, I always thought it would be a good idea to have somebody who could at least do the job. You know, back when the Patriots had to do it, Wes Welker was out there taking kicks for you, and he hadn't kicked it since high school. But okay, that's your plan. But who am I to say otherwise? But now you would have to have another guy that can kick. You'd
right.
have to have him.
Right.
I mean, we're told that everybody's equal, right? 53
yeah.
guys.
You would think so.
No,
yeah, that's going to be fun coming down to the end there. You got a 47-yarder. Oh, sorry, our right tackle's kicking, and we have to call timeout because he has to change his shoe because he has the old square toe, the Dempsey square toe, and he's going to tie it up with a shoestring to the back of his calf.
All right.
Yeah.
So the other thing to consider is, what if you've got tickets for one game for the season? You got tickets for week 10, right? And you got family coming into town.
You bought club seats.
You bought club seats. You dropped real coin on the one Patriots game you were going to attend this year, and then you find out that week, oh, that's a Brian Hoyer game. You like Hoyer?
I like Hoyer.
I like
nice,
Hoyer.
Nice guy.
You're going to go to one game next season. Do you want it to be a Brady game or a Hoyer game?
I want to be Brady game.
Me too.
I think so.
I guess I go Brady.
Maybe if they sit the quarterback, they could sit the color guy. They call the games.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody else did
set
that.
The Patriots.com pre and post guy. I'll take that.
There we go.
I'll sit a couple games. All right. We'll continue with this. 617-779-0985. You're welcome to join us here. It's Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle.
Let's go from
the Atkinson Resort and Country Club at Atkinson, New Hampshire, site of the Who's Your Caddy Classic, taking place later on today.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
This hour of Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Bertucci's. For a limited time, celebrate summer with Bertucci's lobster and seafood special menu items, only for a limited time at Bertucci's Brick Oven Pizza and Pasta, the official pizza of baseball fans. And Bertucci's now delivers right to your home or office.
Zolak and Hardy are live at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club for the Who's Your Caddy Classic on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Do something there. Give me a little dial tone. I didn't mean for him. Not everybody had
it. He asked for it.
Well, I did.
Was that Sarge I heard doing the little read there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey.
Welcome back, buddy.
Good to see you.
Well, good to hear you.
Yeah.
Hit him straight.
Zoe's not playing.
Not playing, Sarge.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Not invited.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Not invited. Take Hardy's spot.
He's invited. He just
never got the invite. Never
he chooses
said, hey,
not to
would
play.
Would you like to play?
I played in a couple years ago, so it's a good day. It's fun, but it's a long one because it's you don't get back till like midnight. Quick turnaround. Buddy.
You engaged him. Go ahead. Keep talking to Sarge.
Who'd you play with, Sarge?
I was in the Titan fundraising group. It was awesome. Great time.
Did they want to kill themselves by hole five?
No, we actually came in third place.
I'd run over your ball all day. If I played with you in my foursome, you'd hit a ball, and I would drive.
I would carry your team.
Yeah.
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 Hardy, we had an albatross, too.
You made a two on a par five.
Yes.
You're full of it. You're so full of it.
Cross my heart. Hope to we had an albatross.
At Atkinson?
How many balls you kick?
What hole?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was par five. I don't remember it, though. It was 2 years ago. I'm going to look up the
A bunch of him-haws showed up, played a hole, and got a two on it, Hardy.
On a par five.
Well, it's a scramble. You got to remember that.
Yeah. I don't care.
Exactly.
It is. You're more likely to get a hole in one than you are to make a double eagle.
Well,
double
we had two good drivers in there, and one crushed
that's
the damn
these crews
thing.
That come in and they win it like -28. Give me a break.
Well.
Yeah.
There were a couple of guys. I don't know if they're going to be here this year. There were a couple of guys. And by the way, we're at Atkinson Resort and Country Club in Atkinson, New Hampshire for the Who's Your Caddy Classic. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. The team that has won this a couple of times, I believe, were a pair of guys who paid for four spots, right? And then they show up and they each get two shots.
That's fair.
Hey, what it is
it's an entry.
Whether it's fair or not, okay. What it is brilliant because I did this one time with my friend Scott, who is a real player, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a player with a capital P. And we only did it because I was like emceeing the thing, and he said, you can bring a buddy, but they didn't have a foursome for it. Said, you
makes
two just go out
sense.
And play and hit two shots
love
each.
It.
So this is the way we did it. Now, these guys who win this thing playing as a twosome, they probably do something similar where the weaker of the two goes first. So I would tee off first and just try and get one in the fairway, right? And if I did on my first try, then I would try and uncork one. Now,
or I would get my Mongo club out with the gorilla cover.
Whatever.
I'm going to just rip one.
And then that would allow my friend Scott to absolutely swing for the fences, and he can absolutely pummel the ball. Now, where
it's
really
comes... Allison Scott.
Right, right. Yes. Former. So, so what? But where it really comes in handy, if you can pull this off in a scramble tournament, is, all right, so we've got a 12-foot birdie putt here. And even with four people... That's probably going to be a tough putt to make. It's a little downhill, left to right.
Putting, it helps you with the putting because I had it.
But
I know it
now. Let me tell you something. Again, the weaker the two goes first. Let me roll one up there, make sure it gets to the hole so you can see the break.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to move. I'm going to drop another ball at my feet. I'm not going to move my feet. I'm not going to step away from it at all. Now I see what it did, and I'm going to take a slightly different path. If you've got another guy watching you do that, and he has the same opportunity to not just hit that putt, but to hit two putts,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the back-to-back.
It's the back-to-back. Yep. It's the back-to-back. So I don't know if those guys are going to be here this year. Or
I think it's totally fair. Like, if you enter a fishing tournament, like in some of these ones, you're allowed four poles off the back. So if you buy another boat, you buy another four rods to throw in the water. Or you go to these tournaments and say, okay, you could buy a mulligan. If you could buy 20 mulligans, you allow them to buy it, then you buy it.
What if you're like Andy Farmer and you show up at a fishing derby and they just need another guy to go out with them in the boat, but you're wearing a sport coat?
Just make sure you don't hook the guy in the mouth so he doesn't punch you in the mouth and knock you out and beat the hell out of him to get the hook out.
You're not knocking him out. You're just beating the S out of him.
That movie was on the other day. Again, I can't tell you how many times over the last 2 weeks I watched the movie Jaws. And I'll be flicking through it. And it's always the scene on the dock. A what? A tiger shark.
Yeah.
And I can't turn it off. And then the kids come in, and there's one kid. Then the next kid. Next thing you know, there's five people, and they're watching Jaws. And the movie never gets old.
I know. Same thing.
That's Edgartown. I love that little fishing spot. And it takes you, because you go there. You know the spots.
Mars put it
on the dock
one night last week, and knowing full well, I would not argue with her to change it. And I sat down, and then it's like 10:30. She's like, okay, coming up. I said, no, I'm not leaving Jaws.
No.
I don't care how many times I've seen it.
Right.
It's the USS Indianapolis scene.
It's not Jaws 3 or 4.
Right,
or,
God. The kids walk in the room, they sit down and watch it too.
Right.
Everybody loves it. All right. There were several shark stories that you missed last week. We'll get to those later.
There were some yesterday, boy. Go ahead.
There's a lot. There was a huge piece in the Boston Sunday Globe magazine.
They shut down the whole outer east side of the Cape yesterday.
Well, I want to hear about that. Neil Swidey wrote, I think it's Swidey, is how you pronounce his last name, wrote a long form piece about this in the Boston Globe yesterday. It's fascinating because it wasn't just about the sharks. It was about the town, the towns on the Cape and how they're reacting. And Peter Benchley and his wife about what they said about it's really not so much about the shark as much as it ended up being like a morality story and how people react to stuff like this and commerce and how all these things interact. So anyway, that's later. We got to talk NBA. This was the first big story you missed, Zoe.
Yeah.
And Beetle wasn't here for this one either. This was, you know, on a Sunday night, Kemba Walker and Al Horford. Big news on both a couple of weeks ago. We have yet to hear your thoughts. We'll do it 90 seconds from now. No commercials. We'll get the headlines, and then we're back here from the Atkinson Resort and Country Club. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.